is Principal Perspectives, brought to you by Oregon Gear Up and Education Partnerships Incorporated. Middle and high school principals share their successes, challenges, and advice on creating a college-going culture and a positive learning environment for students and staff.
We came up with basically three main goals: that we would all increase our writing, that the writing would be done in public, and that we would use some common elegance techniques that all staff members could easily know and use.
Principal Kay Graham shares how Cottage Grove High School implemented writing across the curriculum and its dramatic impact on student test scores and writing ability. She explains the process of supporting both staff and students and the results of the program so far.
We looked at some really positive trends that we had seen in our math, our science, and our reading, and writing had flatlined, and it had consistently been at around the 50% mark for 5 years. So when I first started at Cottage Grove High School, that became one of the things that our staff wanted to really focus in on: improving writing. And how we decided to do that was that it wouldn't land solely on the shoulders of the English department, but that this was a building-wide effort and everybody had a role in students being better writers. We started off with that premise, you know, that we were all going to be in this together and not just wanting the English or social studies teachers to take that role on. So what we did is we started with professional development. His name was Paul Halupa, and he brought in some writing techniques that we had not seen before that we thought would be things that we could easily live with and implement across all subject matters. One of the big things that he brought to us was the notion of skate park. And what he meant by that was when skate parks first came into being, kids did not have anybody who was coaching them necessarily. They learned from each other. And so how does that translate for our students is students cannot learn to write in stealth. And what was happening was the students would write, the teachers would assess the writing, the kids would maybe read the assessment, maybe not, but they would never see what anybody else wrote and never really pay attention to what sounds good as a writer and how do you become a better writer and what are my peers doing in their writing. And so what we did was, as a staff, we decided, well, we're going to focus in on some very easy goals that everybody can accomplish. One is that we were going to implement that skate park method, which is writing is not done in stealth, it's shared. And when the students had writing assignments, those writing assignments are thrown up on the document cam, and they're assessed in a real positive way. Kids aren't embarrassed by that, but it's here's what makes this paragraph good, here's why the sentence works, what does the sentence need? And so it's a real instruction with kids participating in looking at other kids' writing and learning how do I improve based on what I see with my peers. We made some very easy building goals, and one of those goals was everybody was going to increase writing in their content area. And that meant if our shop guy had zero writing assignments, then he would have two writing assignments through the year. Those writing assignments would be geared for their content area. Every teacher agreed we're going to increase our writing. The other thing is that, just as I said before, writing would be public, not hidden. Kids would share their writing in different ways, not necessarily in the peer editing form, but in a more directed form where the teacher could give a lot more guided practice. The other thing that we did was we took some of Paul Halupa's techniques, which are called elegance techniques, and very simple things that kids can do to learn how to write more than one simple, you know, sentence. So things that kids could do to write compound sentences that suddenly, you know, just by adding the word and, suddenly made a one sentence piece of writing into something that was compound and a little more complex. And so kids were saying, I sound smart. So it makes a difference, just a few little things that kids can do to suddenly change their writing from really simple sentences to more complex sentences that are much more interesting for them to write and also for other people to read.
Creating and revisiting these building goals throughout the year was imperative to the success of the program. In addition, Kay believes that having teachers serve as peer writing coaches was critical to help support and motivate the staff.
So I had two teachers, each with one period where they could work with teachers to help them have writing lessons within their classroom. And so we had some pretty good success with that. For example, our science teachers did quite a bit of writing with inquiry with science, but needed a little extra help from the English teachers to teach some writing skills to students. The positive thing about a peer coach is that it takes away anxiety. Sometimes when you have an administrator go in, teachers feel like there's an evaluation component to that. And so the intent was, this is no evaluation. This was strictly assessing where the teacher was and helping that teacher with what they needed. We then also surveyed our staff twice during the year, and it was a self-survey of where are you at with meeting our writing goals. And I think a lot of times the failure is that you put the goals in place, but then you don't do any checks along the way. And so for us, we had a couple of times during the year, for example, one of the self-assessment questions was, are you doing what you said you would do? That group agreement that we had of increasing writing, do you feel like you're there yet? Yes or no? And then the first time around, I think we had 50% who felt like they were there. And the second time around, we were in the 80%. And that's pretty good movement in any staff, because staff, their intent is good. Yes, we want to do all this. But if you don't follow up, it's very easy to forget that you've made some agreements to do that. We also asked on the survey, you know, based on what you're reading from student work, do you feel like students have improved their writing? And across the board, the teachers who were increasing writing agreed that they thought that the writing had improved. And so then, of course, the real test is, well, how did they do on the state assessment test? We went, again, from that flat line of 50% to 68% that first year. So last year, that was quite a leap. So we felt pretty good about that.
As an additional level of support, Cottage Grove High School also created half-day writing workshops for students who had not successfully passed the state writing assessments.
We took them out of their normal classes for a half day and focused with them on strategies they could use to do better on that particular assessment. That was met with a lot of positive remarks from both the teachers who participated and the students. And so the students felt like they had been valued by the teachers, that they had gotten the concentrated work that they needed. We had basically around 20 kids per two teachers. So, you know, that's a 10-to-1 ratio. So kids got the help that they needed, and teachers had the opportunity to gear their instruction around the specific areas that the kids needed help. And so we did see success with that in terms of, again, the kids performing better on their state assessment test. That kind of brings us to this year. We've changed focus just a little bit on not just the writing in the classroom, but actual assessment. All of our 9th and 10th grade students did writing work samples in their English classes, and then those work samples were assessed by our entire staff. So our entire staff went through a training of how they assess the writing, and then we spent two staff meetings actually assessing that writing. We still did our writing workshop for students, but we focused it in a way that now this particular year, the students who were heading into their test, they had teachers who had already read their work and had provided suggestions for improvement, so they were able to either revise their work or go ahead and go on with the state test and see how they could do there.
Thanks for listening to Principal Perspectives, brought to you by Oregon Gear Up and Education Partnerships Incorporated. Visit our website, gearup.ous.edu, to listen in on more conversations from Oregon school leaders, as well as access resources and information about preparing students for higher education. At Oregon Gear Up, we believe that college is not a dream, it's a plan.